Blog Talk Radio.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.
Good afternoon. This is the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast. Greetings to you all, dear UFCCM affiliates, friends, and supporters of this ministry. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Teacher Margaret Tindall coming to you by means of UFCCM Anointed Radio, extending a hearty welcome to all of you who are with us today, whether you're on your phone, at our UFCCM Facebook page, or on our website at ufccm.org. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. We thank our Heavenly Father for his love, grace, and mercy towards us, and for his new mercies every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Let us now go before the Lord in prayer, led by Pastor Sherry Atkinson.
Lord. Okay. I want to honor the Lord, give an honor to our EP, our Mother Bishop, Bishop Haywood, Teacher Tindall, our Speaker of the Hour, Pastor Tindall, and everyone that's affiliated with our broadcast. Father, we thank you, for Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or even you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. We thank you, God, for just being God, for being Lord, for being Jehovah Jireh, just providing for us, Lord God, even when we were not deserving of you, Lord God, you saw fit to have mercy upon us. Father God, I pray for everyone that's on this broadcast. I pray for every heart, Lord God, that will be connected to the word, to the man of God as he comes forth today, Lord God. I pray for UFCCM, Lord God, and all of us, Lord God, that's a part of this kingdom family, Lord God. Not our will be done, Father God, but your will be done. We thank you, we bless you, and we praise you for this day, because this is the day that you have made. So we shall rejoice and be glad. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Atkinson, for being a beautiful word of prayer this morning. And we are so grateful.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have a scripture for today, the Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. We have been resting in this. I have since the beginning of this year. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I think this passage resonates with me right now because it's a daily reminder of our 2023 UFCCM annual theme, Prevailing Through the Power of Prayer. It reminds us, me, not only to pray, but it reminds me of the power of prayer when we prevail through prayer. Prayer is powerful, and it works. We're so honored to have as our speaker this morning, this afternoon, our very own overseer, Pastor Henry A. Tindall, Jr., General Overseer of the UFCCM and Chairman of the UFCCM National Ministry of Music. When I requested some biographical information from Overseer, which I do for every speaker that we have, this information is what I would use to introduce them. Overseer Tindall, when I requested his information, he said, it is simple. I am saved, Holy Ghost filled, and in the process of sanctification and on the Lord's side. What a wonderful bio. I would like to, however, let you know just a little bit more about him from my personal knowledge and perspective. He is the son of our E.T. and Mother Bishop, Henry A. Tindall Sr. Overseer Tindall is a renowned organist, lyricist, and composer of gospel music. He also serves as the pastor, my pastor, of the United UFCCM Headquarters Church, the first church of faith, power, and deliverance in Baltimore, Maryland. He is the father of two wonderful sons, Chandler Allen Tindall and Christian Allen Tindall. And Overseer Tindall is such a wonderful role model as he is bringing his sons up in and to know and to walk in the ways of the Lord. In keeping with our annual theme for this year, which is Prevailing Through the Power of Prayer, Overseer Tindall has been led of the Lord to speak to us today on the subject, the potency of prayer. Welcome to the broadcast, Overseer Tindall.
Good afternoon. How are you? Good afternoon.
We are well. So glad to have you with us today.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here. Amen. Amen. So, you ready for me to get started, teacher?
The microphone is yours.
Amen. Well, first of all, I want to say good afternoon to some, good morning to others. We are truly honored and privileged and glad of God to be here today on this wonderful UFCCM broadcast. I normally don't get to be active as much as I would like to. I listen, but I'm not always an active participant because of my work schedule. And I am at work today, but the way circumstances have it, I'm able to step away for a while and to be here with you all. And I'm so glad that I'm able to be here. So thank you so much, Teacher Tindall, for the opportunity, for thinking about me to share with the group today, with the UFCCM. I thank you so much for that opportunity. Protocol has been established, but we do honor God for our leader, Bishop Tindall. Amen. And to everyone in their respected places. Let's get into what we're here today to talk about. All righty. The theme that the Lord gave our bishop and our board of bishops this year has been prevailing, what is that, through the power of prayer. And that's been something that we at First Church have been talking about and focusing on since we heard that theme about prevailing through the power of prayer. And as we are preparing to go, or preparing in our conference year that's coming up, rather, in June, I began to look at this thing about prevailing through prayer. And our bishop did a teaching a couple of weeks ago about the prevailing through prayer. And the last month or so, I guess, I've been teaching out of the book of Acts of the Apostles. And I started over in chapter 16 of Acts, talking about Brother Paul, Silas. They were over there, and you all know the story. They were locked up in jail. They were beaten. They were locked in jail, and the person who was in charge assigned someone to them, or assigned a jailer to them to keep an eye on them and to keep them safe while they were in jail. And last week, I believe it was, I looked over in the 12th chapter of Acts, a scripture that I preached from several times, and the Lord took me back there. And when the Lord took me back there, I thought about Brother Peter and how when Herod was chasing after Brother Peter, let me know this to be the fifth persecution of Peter, and Herod wanted Peter dead. And if you go to the 12th chapter of the book of Acts, you see here that James was killed. There's Bible scholars on here today. You know the story. And the Bible says here, and again, as I stated before, this is a great example of weak leadership. Herod was a great king, but he was a weak leader. Just because you have a position as the king doesn't mean that you're a good leader. Herod saw that what he did by killing James, the Bible says, he saw that it pleased the Jews. In other words, it pleased the people. So he was swayed by the people to then go after Peter. And in the process of going after Brother Peter, he was able to get Peter and put Peter in jail. And not only did he put Peter in jail, as the scripture tells us, he put Peter under heavy guard. And if you know the story, there were 16 soldiers that were there that were around Brother Peter, or as it says in the King James Version, there were four quarternions of soldiers, or four squads of four soldiers to guard him, or what we would know as being 16 soldiers. Because after Passover, there was going to be a lynching. They were going to kill Peter. Now, in the instance of Paul, which was after the instance of Peter, the revelation that the Lord had given to me over in chapter 16 of Acts, verse 25 through 34, if you look at that scripture closely, you'll see there's so much that we can pull out of verse 25 of Acts chapter 16. And it says here that at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God and the prisoners heard them. And I preached on that, maybe 2 weeks I preached on that. And the Lord, when he took me over here to Acts chapter 12, I said, what is the correlation here? And so I went over to Acts chapter 12, and when I went to Acts chapter 12, the Bible says in verse 5 that Peter, see, let me tell you about the Word of God. I have a lot to say all the time, but the Word of God, preachers, people of God, is so powerful. It's not going to contradict itself, number one, but you could read the scriptures backwards, oh God, and it will be backwards compatible. Somebody's going to catch that tomorrow. The scriptures will be backwards compatible, and you can still get a revelation from the Word of God that will be forward for tomorrow. But it says here all the time, and I'm going to read this verse 5, chapter 12, and I'll read it from the King James Version. It says, Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. So I said, well, Lord, what is the correlation between these two particular instances? One, we see here where Apostle Paul and Silas were in jail, and as they began to have prayer going forth, the Bible says that when they began to pray and sing at midnight, suddenly there was a great earthquake. The Bible lets us know here that when Peter, because Peter went in there and went to sleep, when Peter was in jail, the church prayed. And when the church prayed, the Bible says that the angel of the Lord came. If you go up to verse 6 in chapter 12 of Acts, you'll see that the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains. The keepers of the prison were at the door before him. So Peter was surrounded with angels. This is one thing I want to say. When God has his hands on your life, I don't care what the devil does. I don't care how bound you may be by a situation. If God has his hand on your life, God will send the angel of the Lord to deliver you out of your circumstance. So, preacher, what are you trying to say? We see here where prayer had prevailed. There was something about the praying without ceasing. But what about this potency? What is it about this potency? So I did a little research on the word potent. The word potent has a Latin derivative, and the basic knowledge, I'm not going to get too deep in it, but basically when something is potent, it means that it is powerful. Potency simply means the power of something to influence or to make an impression. I'm going somewhere with this here. Now, who is omnipotent? When we talk to God, we refer to him as omniscient. We've referred to him as all-powerful. We refer to him as all-knowing. And we refer to he's everywhere. But God is all-powerful. He's omnipotent. So there's that word potent again, even in the name of God. So, preacher, what are you trying to say here? Teacher Tyndall said the scripture at the very beginning, and it said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. When you pray before God, you want to make sure that you just don't get up or get down and say some idle words just to say something or just to say that I've prayed. You want to make sure as a believer and as a Christian, number one, that you have got the power of the Holy Ghost in operation in your life. Because when you have the power of the Holy Ghost in operation in your life, you then have the power and the authority to communicate with God. And when you communicate with God through the power of the Holy Ghost as a believer, you have the authority and the right to call things that are not as though they already were. Well, Lord, I'm in a situation. I'm bound up in jail. I can't even think straight. What does it teach us in the book of Revelings? Amen. That there are prayers that God has stored up in the heavenlies. So when I'm in a situation, when I'm in the hospital, and I may not can audibly say, Lord, come on, I need you. All I may could do is moan. All I may could do is groan. The Bible lets us know that God understands the moanings and the groanings of his people. One of the things I like about what Paul and Silas did when they were in jail, when they were in a situation that looked impossible for them to escape because of the power of prayer, they knew they had to reach God. Amen. Not only did they pray, but they coupled a praise or a song with their prayer. The Bible lets us know that God inhabits the praises of his people. In other words, God lives and the praise of his people. And if you want to move God, amen, ask the Lord, amen, not only to teach you how to pray, but to teach you how to praise and to worship God. Amen. They that worship him must worship him how? In spirit and in truth. And let me tell you one thing, my brothers and sisters. When the Holy Ghost is moving in your life, amen, when the Holy Spirit is in full operation and is in full control of your prayer life, when you pray to God, amen, God will move on your behalf. Just like God did for Paul and Silas, amen, you have the authority through the power or through the potency of prayer to call on Jesus and he will answer prayer. Let's look at this situation, however, though, from the eyes of Peter. Peter was in jail. Peter had 16 guards on him. Peter was in a kind of different situation. Paul and Silas had been beaten down. I'm sure they were weak. They didn't have to have all them guards on them because physically, they were weak. Physically, I'm sure they were down because they had just been beaten. But here's Peter. Bible says they had Peter. And Peter, y'all know the story of Peter, was in jail, and Peter was kind of strong. So they had to have 16 of them to guard Peter. So Peter and himself, like so many of us do, y'all know how Peter was. And I talked about this last week. Peter's like so many of us. Peter messed up. Peter said the wrong thing out of his mouth. Peter was too fast. But Peter had great faith. Peter had a big mouth. But when it came time to put up or shut up, Peter the one that jumped out and walked on the water. when it came time to put up or shut up, hello, somebody, Peter's the one, I don't know the man, but Jesus said, that's all right. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Many of us are like Peter. Amen. To the world, we may seem to be lost. We may seem to be hopeless. But when God has his hands on your life, amen. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you. God will send somebody who will recognize the call. So here's Peter now in jail, sleep. But the church, you got to thank God for those of people that are around you. That's why it's important to surround yourself with some praying folks, some folks who got power, because not everybody in your life who say they are praying for you got power. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. There's some people in your life that you need to get rid of. Amen. Because when you get in trouble, they don't have the power to pray you out of your situation. The Bible says, though, here, amen, if you read verse 6, Peter was in jail, and Peter went to sleep. Peter forgot about it. Maybe Peter said, well, you know what, I'm here. I done did all this work. I done did all this preaching. I done did this and that. I'm disgusted now. Here goes 16 angels. Amen. But because there were some people that knew and recognized the call on Peter's life, thank you, Lord. Because there were some people that say, you know what, my brother may be down right now, but I'm going to go to God in prayer. You see, sometimes you need somebody to intercede for you. Oh, God, this is a different direction that I wanted to go with. Sometimes you need somebody to intercede for you even when you're at your weakest point. I don't care how powerful you are. I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how deep you are. Sometime in life, there are going to come some situations, thank you, Holy Ghost, where it's going to look like everything around you is caving in. Y'all remember what happened a few chapters ago in the book of Acts. Peter and the apostles, they were going around here, and they had a revival. I mean, y'all know Acts 2, 30, repent and be you baptized in the name of Jesus. Peter was going around here. And they were having these revival meetings, and the Bible says 3,000 souls got saved in the day, and Peter and the disciples are going around, and then the persecutions came. Amen. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you. That's why it's important to pray for your leaders. Now, I've never seen this in here until the day I'm going in here. Amen. Peter was at a point where he got weak because he went in there and went to sleep in the midst of it all. Sometime in the midst of it, I don't care how much you pray for people, how much you believe God, sometime in your flesh you're going to get weak. But in my weakness, God made me strong. And aren't you so glad that when you got weak, when you wanted to give up, God sent somebody there to pray for you? For the word of God says here, amen, that the church began to pray, and prayer was made for Peter, amen. And strenuously, or prayer was made without ceasing of the church. Listen here in verse 5, unto God for him. Oh, God, hallelujah. The church got together, and the church began to intercede for Peter. Peter was one of the leaders of the church, one of the bishops of the church. They began to get together and intercede. And I want to tell us something here, UFCCM. Amen. Members of the church, amen, church people, sometimes, y'all, we need to get together and go on a fast or go on a pray, amen, and intercede for our leader, because you never know what your leader is going through. Come on, can I get a witness here? Here's Peter. Amen, the one that Jesus said he would build a church on. Here he is surrounded in jail. After watching one of the apostles being killed, and they had it set in their mind, Herod did, that he was going to kill Peter after the Passover, as the Bible says here, after Easter, they were going to kill Peter. But because prayer was made, what happened? In verse 7, the Bible says that an angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, hit Peter on the side, and said, get up! quickly. And the Bible said his chains fell off from his hands. Saints of God, when you begin to pray, when you begin to pray powerfully, you'll begin to realize that God is omnipotent. You really will begin to understand that God is everywhere. You don't necessarily have to be in the same room as your pastor or as your leader. Amen. Like these people, they weren't in jail with Peter. Amen. But they had heard that Peter was in trouble, so they began to pray. When you begin to pray powerfully, God will send an angel, amen, to where an angel needs to go. And when God sends an angel through the Holy Spirit will do the work. Somebody ought to raise your hand and tell the Lord thank you. Amen. And the Bible says the angel said, get up, put on your sandals. Amen. And when the Bible says he went out, and the angel took Peter, went out. He was, next thing he knew, he was on the other side of the city. And the Bible says here, this is what I like in verse 11, that when Peter came to himself, when Peter had come to himself, he said, I can't believe it. This is no dream. The master sent his angel and delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the Jews. Come on here, let me tell you, thank you. When God delivers you, God is going to bring you out in front of your enemies. And when the power of prayer is in operation in your life, amen, when you are experiencing the potency of prayer, not only will God shock you, but he'll shock the person who brought it up. Peter was shocked. He knew of the delivering power of God. But this, oh God, here, oh God, was an example of God removing him completely out of the situation all the way to another side of the city. Someone tell the Lord, thank you. Out of what it was that the enemy meant for his demise. What the devil meant for bad, God turned it around and used it for good. I want to encourage somebody today, just because you're going through something right now that you may not see the end of, ask the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, Jude 22 or 23 says that we got to pray earnestly in the Holy Ghost. If you don't know how to pray, you ask the Holy Ghost to teach you how to pray. And I'm not talking about necessarily getting up in front of the church, crying on in a bunch of tongues. No, go home in your secret closet. Hello, somebody. And get down on your knees and ask the Lord to tell you what to say. The Holy Spirit will lead you. The Holy Spirit will guide you. And when the Holy Spirit shows up, there's always going to be results that are going to be unstoppable. As a result, Peter, unstoppable, unshakable, unmovable, because of the power or the potency of prayer. God is still in the delivering business. God is still in the healing business. And God is still in the business of making a way out of no way. This is a clear example about God making a way out of no way. God will turn your darkness into day. He will remove you out of a hopeless situation. Not only was Peter bound with chains, but the Bible says he was bound double with chains. He was bound twice with chains. And not only was he bound twice with chains, but Peter had soldiers on the right. He had soldiers on the left. He looked out in front of him. He saw destruction. He looked behind him. I'm sure he probably saw soldiers. He probably thought about those other 12 or 13 soldiers that had surrounded him. He probably looked behind him or to the side and thought about those chains that were in the wall. I'm sure he probably thought about Jesus, whose right hand was stretched wide and was nailed to the cross. He looked to his left hand and thought about Jesus, whose left hand was stretched out on the cross. And I'm sure old Brother Peter said, "Lord, have mercy. There is no way for me to escape. I might as well just lay my head down and die. I might as well just go to sleep because it's over for me." But thanks be to God for the power of the Holy Ghost that will raise you up out of your situation, just like the Holy Ghost raised up Jesus on that off of that cross. The Holy Ghost has the power to raise you up out of your situation. The Holy Ghost will raise you up out of your bed of affliction. The Holy Ghost will raise you up out of that financial dilemma. Whatever it is that you need from God, he'll be right there. And Bishop Haywood, if you don't turn on that music, I'm going to preach here in a minute. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The potency of prayer.
Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody pray for me. Have me on their mind. Took a time and prayed for me.
Oh, yes, they did.
I'm so glad they prayed.
So glad they prayed.
I'm so glad they prayed.
So glad they prayed.
I'm so glad they prayed for me.
The preacher prayed.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
Amen. Amen. Overseer, do you have more to add?
Always plenty more to add, but I'm out of time.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I just want you to remember this. And my phone is fading, but I just want you to remember that no matter how bad the situation is, God will answer when your prayer is powerful. It does not have to be so fitly fit and jointly joined, as the old folks used to say. God just wants an honest heart. God just wants us to be honest. Honest. Honest with him. That's all God wants us to do, is to be honest with him. Amen.
Overseer, we thank you today. I'm telling you, listeners, I couldn't stay on my feet listening to this message. I had to get up out of my seat this morning because my soul was on fire listening to this powerful, powerful, potent message coming from our overseer. And I have a lot to say, and I'm not going to try to do it because I don't think I will stop. But what I'm going to do right now is to encourage you, our listeners. I know that you were blessed by this message this morning, and I know that the power of the Holy Spirit touched you today. So we're going to encourage you now to call in with your questions or your comments as you have been inspired and blessed by this powerful message. Remember, if you're on your phone, you need to press 1, and Bishop Haywood will let you in. If you're on our UFCCM Facebook page or on the UFCCM website, you must use your phone to call 347-850-1405 and press 1, and Bishop Haywood will let you in. Please do not be shy. I know that the Holy Spirit is working in some of you, many of you who are listening, and we want to hear from you what you share, because what you share may be a blessing to someone else who is listening right now. So, Bishop Haywood, we're going to reserve our comments because I know you have a lot and I do. Let's hear what our listeners have to say. So, please, let's open up our lines.
All right. And remember, you must press 1, as Teacher Tindall always, reminds us. And once you press 1, just for a little bit of house cleaning, when you're done with your call, press 1 again. That way I know that, I don't bring you on twice. Caller, you are at 920, and the last 4 is 0850. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. Well, this is Deacon Monica Zimmler. Protocol has established, but I just want to say that was so powerful. Powerful message. It was wonderful reminders of the power of also of there have been times in my life where I have been hit hard and I couldn't find any words to pray. And I took great comfort knowing that there were others praying for my situation, knowing that it was, so devastating for me, that they pitched in and they prayed, and I could feel the power of other people's prayers, and I could rest in that and knowing. And we don't always have to have words. Sometimes during that time, I think of my most devastating time, I just laid my heart before the Lord and I did not speak. I just laid my heart before him and just laid there and communicated with emotion. I just want to thank you for that and thank you for the reminder to pray for our leaders. That is just is beautiful, beautiful. So, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Sister Monica. God bless you.
Caller 443, and the last 4 is 9347. Go right ahead.
Yes, that's me, Bishop Haywood. I had to switch phones.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Well, we're glad you're back with us, Overseer.
Well, thank you for raising your hand. I would not have known it was you. Do you have a question or comment for
No, sir. I was
great
just,
Overseer.
So I'm back here.
Okay.
Yeah, he was just reconnecting because his phone was going to run out.
Caller 301-0652 is your last 4. Go right ahead. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and go ahead with your question or comment.
Good afternoon. This is Elder Hunt from First Church in Baltimore Headquarters Jurisdiction. I just want to praise God for that wonderful message and how God used you, Overseer, and Pastor Tindall to deliver such a powerful word. As we've been talking about prevailing in prayer and just talking about the presence of God and the power of God, and just so many things have come to our attention. And as I listened to you today, I was greatly encouraged and inspired. I know you've been preaching about this at First Church, but each time you speak, I get a different insight. And I truly praise God because I know that when we prevail and when we trust God and when we understand and fully appreciate the potency of prayer, God will move and we can experience such a difference in our lives. So I just wanted to encourage you and say thank you and just tell you to keep on preaching the word of God. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Callers, go right ahead and press one. We have a lot of callers, but nobody's pressing one. I guess they're all slain in the spirit by now. but please press one. Okay, there we go. Now they're pressing one. Just remember, press one, and then I'll know that you're there. All right. Caller 817, and your last four is 5621. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. This is Pastor Sherry from Texas. Praise God. That was such a powerful message. I just want to reemphasize when he said some people we need to get out of our lives because they don't have the power to pray for you. That is so true. And we need to stop hanging around people that don't have any power. We need to be connected, stay connected to the vine. When we have people in our lives, power, they dim us. They take away from what God wants to do in our lives. It's almost like having a friend that you think have your back, but when the time comes, they walk away from you. So those type of people we need to get rid of right now in the beginning of the year. Stick to the people that's going to pray and stay in the word of God with us.
Amen.
We need people to intercede. We do, because there have been times when I personally could not pray for myself, and I had to rely on the intercessors that I knew God always heard from. So that's very important, to have intercessors. What I love the most is when the church prayed, what happened as a result concerning Peter. If a community prays, we move mountains. God is so powerful. He loves when we connect with one another and we pray. We stay, we believe God, we stand in faith. Doesn't matter what it looks like to the enemy, but only what matters is how it looks to God. Amen.
Amen.
And lastly, amen. He said when God delivers you and brings you in the front of your enemies. That's right. You let the enemy know God has prepared a table before you in the presence for God will do for your enemies. So keep praying, keep believing. Don't ever give up because prayer is one of the most powerful things that we have as children of God.
Mm-hmm.
I watched God recently.
Caller, you are 254, and the last is 151503. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Bishop and Teacher Tindall. Bishop Davis here.
Good morning.
I have just been going through some things, but I was on this morning, and what an awesome, powerful word from God. I like good old preaching, that can set the captive free. One of the things, I want to take the different spectrum from our last speaker that says we need to get rid of some people. I think sometimes God put those people in your life so that you would know what to do. And when he puts them in your life, then he gives you a different direction on how you can operate with them in your lives because you never know who you're going to lead to Christ. So sometimes people put people in your lives like that so that he can operate on you some. The Bible tells us, according to Hebrews chapter 4, he says the word is a two-edged sword, so it'll cut the good just like it'll cut the bad. So I think he put people in your life so that you could be that operator so that as you begin to cut with the word of God, you don't injure people and that you're able to cut so that the Holy Spirit can be erected in them. That's what it is for me. I think God put people in my life so that I have a new witness because if we keep witnessing and keep going to the same church where folks are supposed to be saved, you know, sometimes we find that people are not saved and they are in the church. So I think God has to send people to your house, to your address, so that they could find Jesus, even though they're not praying for you. When they get to the house, they find a whole different conversation, and that's how we draw them to Christ. We draw them to Christ with the address of love. And so we have to keep loving people, regardless of where they are, regardless of who they're praying for, regardless of whether they like you or don't like you. I mean, look at the political spectrum. A lot of those people are not for you. A lot of them are for you. And I don't know who's saved and who's not saved. And everybody's saying that people are in that political arena, you know, da-da-da-da-da. But I believe that we have to pray for them, because they're supposed to be serving us, and we're not supposed to be serving them. And if we are servants of God, we're gonna have some encounter with people that are not like us. So I just thank you all. I thank you, Pastor Tindall, for such a powerful word. And keep doing what you do, regardless of whether people like you or don't like you. You preach anyway. Preach when they want you. Preach when they don't want you. Just keep preaching, and keep praying for me. I had some eye surgery over the holidays, and I've been having a little trouble with pain in my eyes. So I want to put that on the prayer list. And I just forgot. I've been going back and forth to the hospital, so I had some cataract surgery, and it seems like every time I touch my eye, it feels like a pin is sticking in there. And I've been going back and forth, and but you all just keep praying for me. And bless you. Bless you, Bishop. Bless you, Teacher Tindall. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Bishop Davis. And you just reminded me, listeners, if you have people, I've already added Bishop Davis to my little list here, but if you have any prayer requests, you can call those in to us as well, because we will be having prayer at the end of this broadcast. So, Bishop Haywood, do we have any other callers?
Well, we have plenty of callers, but no one is raising their hand. So, again, please make sure that you press 1. And as you press 1, I will go ahead and bring you in. And literally, I'm looking at, you know, several in our screening room here that are online. So, and we have we also in the chat room. So in the chat room, if you have a question or comment, just go ahead and type it there, and then we'll place it there as well. But at this point, no one else is raising their hand, Teacher Tindall.
Okay. Well, you know, I was holding back because I was just thinking we were going to be flooded with callers. And I know listeners don't call in, it doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit is not working. But did you just get a hand?
I may have one mixed up. 443 and the last is 7521. Overseer, was that your old number that was on there?
That's our EP.
All right, so let me go ahead and pull that one in. Okay. Well,
greetings,
it stuck
everybody.
Out for something.
Greetings, everybody. We honor the Lord for an opportunity to share with you all together again today. We first of all want to give honor to the Lord and to Teacher Tindall, Laity Training Broadcast Ministry, and of course to our esteemed minister and chairman of communications, His Grace Bishop Haywood, and to all of those of you that are working together with this wonderful and powerful ministry.
Yeah.
I want to thank God especially, and you all have to forgive me by saying especially there, but I'm referring to my son. And I think
yes.
I have the opportunity to do that, Overseer Tindall. And I just thank God for the powerful, powerful
Amen.
Words
Amen.
That came from this young man of God today.
Yeah.
It was delivering the message on the potency of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I was just feeling it all in my spirit. I was sitting here beside Mother Bishop, that I have I could not help but feel the electrical pulse of the Holy Spirit flowing through me.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So I got so much out of that message today.
Amen.
And, you know, the Lord has specifically about 4 o'clock in the morning, gave me the theme for the UFCCM, Prevailing Through the Power of Prayer. Mm-hmm. And I just believe that during the course of the year, the Lord is going to bring out so many dimensions of prayer.
Yes.
From out of that theme. And I thank God for what Overseer Tyndall talked about
yes.
this morning, the potency
yes.
of prayer. I looked up the antonyms, excuse me, the synonyms for potency, and I found out that there were at least 36 words that are synonyms for the word potency. Potency, as we talk about, refers to power.
Mm-hmm.
And something is potent because it is powerful. And I want
mm-hmm.
to just dovetail on the comments from Bishop Davis. I think that in my spirit, I believe that what Overseer Tyndall was talking about when he was talking about getting some people out of your life, I think what he was referring to is the fact that if you walk with the cripple, you'll learn to limp.
Yeah.
If you lay your dog, you'll rise with fleas.
Yeah.
I don't think he meant getting people physically out of your life because we are called to minister to all.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
think
mm-hmm.
what he was referring to is not letting the influence
yeah.
of
yeah.
other people take away from the potency of prayer that is operating in your life.
Amen.
Certainly as a holy people, we are called to come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not, taste not, handle not the unclean thing. But we also realize that this is referring to the power that people can demonstrate in your life to weaken you in, to get your mind off of what you're doing. And so we don't physically have cast people away. We deal with them because
mm-hmm.
we have potency in our life that comes through the power of prayer. And so I think that's my take on that. And we respect others' feelings about that as well, but that's just my take on that. And I'm just happy this morning. I'm happy in my spirit because the Lord has the ability to make the change fall off.
Yeah.
Now, right when I had someone call us this week with an urgent prayer to pray for them urgently, they wanted to wait so they would not know how to fix it, how they were going to come out. And we just stopped everything and went before the Lord in prayer. And then I received a message just the other day. The person was like, I don't know how God did this.
Thank God.
Ooh, I don't know how God made this happen. I can't explain it, but God fixed the situation.
Yeah.
Oh, my. That's because we prayer is potent. James said that the Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17, I believe, that the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And always remember that righteousness is not because of works, the righteousness that we have done, but because the righteousness of Jesus Christ has been imputed unto us. So because of the righteousness of Jesus in us, all of us can pray effectively and fervently and get the potent power of release that only God can give. Overseer Tyndall, keep on preaching. Keep on allowing God to use you.
Yes.
Oh, my. I believe that those that heard today were blessed. Mother Bishop, I'm sure she want to have a word.
Praise God. Truly, I honor the Lord this afternoon, and protocol has been set. Overseer, I'm just dovetailing on what Bishop Tyndall has said. Just keep on preaching the word of God, powerful. It just kind of left us a little speechless here because I was listening so intentive, and you just preached the pure word of God. And as Christian believers, this is what we need to hear. This is what we need to digest into our spirits. And so just continue to keep preaching the word. Overseer, continue to let the Lord use you, and God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, EP and Mother Bishop, for your encouraging comments. And Overseer, are you still with us?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
I know you have to go back to work, so we're glad that the Lord has made it possible for you to be with us longer. Bishop Haywood, are there any others with hands raised?
You know, it doesn't appear that there are other hands raised, and if there are, my apologies. Press 1 if you've had your hand up, and then press it again so it'll go off. So I'm just going to, you know, one for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost. So press it once to turn it off, and I'll see it, then press it again to turn it back on so I'll see that you came back up, because we have a lot on here, and it may have gotten mixed up. Okay, one just went out, and if you haven't been on, press it again, and then I will bring you in. All right? Amen. Well, as the old folks say, charge it to my head, not to my heart, if I missed you. But it appears as though people are pressing one because they know they still have their hands up and taking it away, and no one else has asked to be included in the question or comment. I think, as Mother Bishop said, speechless.
Yes. I tell you, this message, as I said at the outset, I couldn't sit on my seat. I had to get up and just give God some praise as overseer.
Yeah, me too. I'm normally not up. I'm normally sitting down. I'm up too, walking around.
You know, a couple of things that he said that really stirred. One thing, he talked about prayer. And he said, you know, the church was praying, but Paul and Silas and Peter were in jail. But what I got out of that is prayer goes beyond physical and geographical boundaries. You don't have to be in the same room to pray and for prayer to work. Amen? And that really blessed my soul. And the other thing, you know, when we read the Word of God, every time I know you all relate, every time I read it, something else jumps out at me. And when Overseer emphasized that verse in Acts chapter 12, verse 5, where Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church, it just brought into my mind the importance of the plurality of prayer. Yes. We prevail, but when we prevail in the plurality, we see great miracles, as happened with Peter. And, you know, we talk about the plurality. We're talking about numerous or large number. And I thought about our USCCM 24-hour prayer that we have every month, which is prayer without ceasing of the church, the plurality, the number of people joining together, prevailing in prayer. And as we continue, we've already seen God work through the 24-hour prayer. Bishop and Mother Bishop can tell you a lot more about the praise reports than I can. But even though I don't know the specifics, I know God has answered prayer, and we need to keep on praying. So thank you, Overseer, for that lesson on the potency of prayer, because it is powerful. And so, Overseer, do you have any closing brief words for us before we go into our closing prayer, our announcements?
Yes, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to share this afternoon with you all. This was also an example, I believe, of transmigration. And Peter, and I didn't want to get into the transmigration part of this story, but God literally moved Peter from one location to another.
Mm.
God, God quickly moved him from one location to another. With Paul and Silas, there was a different work. The Bible says that they were there, and when they were there, the jailer got afraid, and the jailer said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" they got saved, and then they took their household. He took them to the household. Peter's assignment was different. God removed him out of the situation, and came, and Herod got upset, and because of Herod's arrogancy, the Lord allowed the angel to come and smote Herod, and Herod died on his own throne. And when Herod died on his own throne, the worms ate Herod up. Touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You don't always have to fight your battle. Some battles you just got to fight on your knees in prayer. I don't want to get started again because I feel my help. Sometimes you just got to just turn it over to the Lord. There's a song that we sing that says, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. All had to do it his sleepy self. Leave it there with the Lord. He went down to the house of Mary, you know, and God took care of Herod because of the anointing of Peter. And when God has his hand on you, oh, God, God has his hand on your life, God will take care of all your enemies. All your enemies. Peter didn't have to lift a finger. All he had to do was go about his business and keep, Bible says, he just served the Lord. And the Bible says, serve the Lord even the more. The work of the Lord got even more intense and grew stronger. Amen. Because rather than fight back physically, he got on his knees and allowed the power of prayer to intervene in the rule of his life. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Overseer, and we have to have you again. And I just want to invite all of our UFCCM listeners to please invite people to listen to the broadcast. Invite them to go onto our website and listen to this message on archives. You know, what just dropped into my spirit is that this broadcast is not just for us. But if we are diligently sharing, I believe this is an arm of outreach to reach out to people. So many things Overseer Tyndall said. There are people out there that don't know how to pray. He talked about what they need to do to ask the Holy Spirit to teach them. He shared that once we pray, God will turn our situations and remove us out of hopeless situations and raise us up. There's so many people out there that are hurting, that are in need, and I encourage you to use this tool that God has made available to us on our website to direct people to it. Even if you have to listen to it and extract portions and tidbits, I know for many years when I worked, I would remember points from the messages on Sunday and share those points with people as I witnessed to them. There's so much more that we can do, saints, prevailing through the power of prayer and in our faith, reaching out to share these messages with men and women who in this world today are hurting and are in need of a connection with God. So we thank you again, Overseer Tyndall. May God bless you and keep you. I do have a few announcements.
Amen.
Our first quarterly UFCCM Laity Network Connection Zoom event will be on Saturday, February 25th at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific. And when I was writing all those time zones this morning, I was thinking, Lord, we don't have people in all those time zones right now, but I'm speaking that we will. So we're putting it out there. Because we just believe that God is going to give. He is working, and he's going to give us the increase. We have an exciting event planned for that day, and we will be, Bishop Haywood will be posting information on the website where you can go directly into the Zoom event, and we'll also be sending out emails, so please mark your calendars. Our next broadcast will be on Saturday, March 11th at 12 noon. And we're looking forward to you all joining us for that. Remember, our 24-hour prayer meeting February dates and information will be sent out by our EP and our Mother Bishop. And remember, this reflects the plurality of prevailing in prayer. Also, I think Mother Bishop is still on the line, but I just want to say she is soliciting input for the late winter edition of the UFCCM National Newsletter Magazine and wants your input by February 17th. So please submit input to this magazine that goes throughout the UFCCM that is a reflection of all that God is doing in this ministry. We're going to now have our closing prayer, and I know that Bishop Davis has a special prayer request. Let us keep First Lady Adrienne Bullock all the way out in California in prayer. Continue to keep our EP, our Bishop Brown, and any names that you have in your spirit as you listen to this prayer, please lift them up to the Lord. At this time, Bishop Haywood will bring our closing prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet going to do. Lord God, we look toward the hills from whence cometh our help. There is no other help, Lord God, that I need, Lord God, but your strong hand upon my life and my situation. Lord, I say it, no matter how it looks, it is well. And Lord God, as we remember in prayer today and petition you on the behalf, Lord God, of Lady Bullock on today, our Bishop Davis, and our dear, dear Bishop Brown. Father, Lord God, we know that already, Lord God, that you have dispatched an angel. You put them on the run, God, already, Lord God. While we're yet praying all the day long, as we pray, God, we ask, God, right now that we believe what we say in these prayers. And as our overseer Tyndall said, not just a bunch of words, but God, to get into full accord with your spirit. And let the words, Lord God, be life. Let the life, God, transform, God, into a miracle, Lord God, right now on the behalf of those, Lord God, that are seeking healing, deliverance, to be made free. So, God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We thank you, Lord God, for this broadcast. We thank you, Lord God, for the leadership, Lord God, of Teacher Tyndall. Father God, we thank you, God, even right now, Lord, as you continue to strengthen her mind and her resolve, Lord God, for the longevity of this program that may be heard by individuals and people and places and spaces that we'll never know. So we thank you even right now. Lord, touch God right now. Our EP and our Mother Bishop, Lord God. God, give them, Lord God, strength above measure to continue, Lord God, to press forward in this fellowship, to lead, Lord God, like a straight arrow shooting through the wind, Lord God, aimed, God, right now, God, at a true and firm destination. So we thank you even right now. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that came forth on today by our overseer, Tyndall, on today. Yes. Keep him, Lord God. Touch his mind, his spirit, God, his health, his finance, God, the ministry and the church, Lord God. God, that it may abound like never before in this particular day through all of the upheaval that is going on in the world today, Lord God, and all the churches, Lord God, affiliates, ministries of the UFCCM and those that are associated, Lord God, with us in like-minded spirit. So we thank you even right now. We bind the enemy to come to hinder, to kill, to steal, to destroy, and we stand together, Lord God, calling those things that are not as though they were, and it is so. In Jesus'
name,
we thank you.
In Jesus.
And we praise you. We claim and call it God, and it is so.
Jesus.
Thank God. And every heart that agrees says amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And it is so. God bless
Amen.
You. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you all. We will look forward to our next broadcast on March 11th. God bless. Take care. Love you all.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to ufccm.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.
Somebody pray for me. Have me on their mind. Took a time and prayed for me.
Oh, yes, they did.
Somebody had a grave on.